how do you kick out the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, and the United Nations all in one fell swoop? We won't be able to, because the Biden administration wants to hand sovereign power to all of those organizations. But the state of Louisiana is saying, then we'll do it ourselves. You want something done? You got to do it yourself. The Senate passed a law forbidding the state from cooperating with the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, and the United Nations. They will decide the laws in their state, not international unelected globalists. This is very punk rock. Now, it's interesting because we haven't given you an update on this world pandemic treaty in a while, and we're going to take a look at it in a second. And I feel like every time we talk about this, I need to prove to you again how bonkers it is, because the mainstream media says it's not giving up sovereign power. It will not force laws on your country. But then you go and read it, and that's exactly what it says. You don't have to be a conspiracy theorist or anyone who's just out there to believe that that is the case. So the World Economic Forum is hoping, sorry, the WHO is hoping to put this treaty up for a vote in May, which is interesting because we don't have a draft to read. So what is it they're trying to sneak in there under the radar as countries increasingly get nervous? We're going to talk more about that. Yeah,
they ahead. They do not want us to read this.
No,
they are being, because
the last time we read it, we were pretty stinking alarmed.
Yeah. And the last time that we read it and we had a chance to get a preview copy of it and go through it is when certain African nations said, absolutely not. We're not moving forward with this. So yeah. They don't want people to read this. It, like Nancy Pelosi said, you have to pass the legislation first in order to read it.
Right.
Famously. Right. Yeah. You have to pass the budget first. Then you can read it later after you
pass it. Let's say that Joe Biden signs this pandemic treaty, which he says that he is going to do. Well, then the rest of the U.S. would have agreed to surveillance by the World Health Organization, tracking, vaccine mandates. They will agree that infodemics are real. And even if you're talking about true information, they have to tamp it down if it will alter your behaviors. These are all things. We've looked at these things. We've looked at it in the PDFs that the WHO has published. It's not conspiracy. So then the question is, could Louisiana be an island, make themselves exempt? The rest of the country would have to fall in line, except states that pass a law like this. It's interesting, right? Now, this is only passed in the Senate. It will move into the House and the state committee. So there's no saying that it actually passes in Louisiana, but it's an interesting question. My guess is that if it does pass, the Biden administration will use your tax dollars to litigate and try to stop it from being implemented. That's just a guess, though. Pretty safe. I would put that guess at 75%.
I would go 90%.
Okay.
I'm going to go 90% on that.
They will not allow this to be put into place. Now, here's a reminder, though, because there are two resolutions in Congress to stop the president from signing up for any WHO pandemic treaty unless he gets congressional approval. We have Senate Resolution 81 has gone nowhere, was introduced in February of 2023, went to committee, there it stayed. We also have a bill called No Pandemic Preparedness Treaty Without Senate Approval Act. Same deal. Was introduced in February of 2023, went to committee, nothing happened yet. So in other words, Congress is doing nothing about this. They pay lip service to handing sovereignty over, say, oh, we really don't want this. Here's a bill. It's not even moving in. Look at the congressional pages, websites for these bills. It has, you click on you can either see the text, who are the sponsors, and then actions. Nothing. Bubkiss, goose egg, Mueller. Literally no one gives a crap except Louisiana, it seems. And here's just a reminder of what is at stake, because the WHO, again, is trying their best to pass this pandemic treaty, which would give them the authority to do all of these things. Here's a slide I made over a year ago. Define the next pandemic. Determine lockdowns. Give them surveillance power. Determine treatments. Put in place vaccine mandates. Control all vaccine distribution. Control all IP and profits. And literally redistribute everything, because they have said that if they think any land use is putting a pandemic threat. So, for instance, cows are over here. We don't like that. People live over here. That also could raise the threat of disease. They can literally redistribute all resources. It's bonkers, I tell you.
You will own nothing and you will be happy about it.
Right. So let's say that this would be an issue, would fall to the states. Here is how Louisiana is handling it. Here is just the one paragraph saying in their new bill of what they're putting into place, saying the WHO, the United Nations, and the World Economic Forum shall have no jurisdiction or power within the state of Louisiana. No rule, regulation, fee, tax, policy, or mandate of any kind from these organizations shall be enforced or implemented by the state of Louisiana or any agency, department, board, commission, political subdivision, government entity of the state, parish, municipality, or any other politically entity. It's basically, this is what I thought of when I saw this, Sarah from Labyrinth saying, you have no power over me. That's how she gets out of the labyrinth. That's what we all have to do, you guys. That's all you have to say to the Goblin King to get yourself out of this dystopic reality. So at least one state is doing it. Guess what's even more terrifying? Because the WHO vote for the pandemic treaty is coming up in May. They are supposed to have circulated the draft 4 months prior to the vote, and they have not done that. Here is Australian MP Malcolm Roberts warning about this.
Here's the World Health Organization's problem. The World Health Organization constitution and their own international health regulations now prohibit the vote. Schedule 2, Article 55 of the international health regulations requires all matters being voted to be circulated 4 months before. We're 2 months out and Health Department FOI 4941 reveals that the changes are still being worked out. The requirement for advance notification to allow member nations full time and debate and decide has to debate and decide has not been met and now cannot be met. Secondly, Article 21 of WHO's constitution says the regulations can cover only international matters, international measures. The WHO constitution does not provide for expanding international health regulations to cover our own domestic, our own Australian domestic health response, for example, closing borders. May's vote is contrary to WHO's constitution and proposes a scope outside the World Health Organization's constitution. I ask the Health Minister to reconsider voting on WHO changes because it will be challenged in the International Health Court of Justice under the WHO constitution's Article 75. This government wants to sign away more of our sovereignty and hand health decisions to the murdering rapists under WHO's former terrorist leader, Tedros. The rule of law must apply to everyone, including the World Health Organization.
All right.
Okay.
Wow. Murdering terrorist that is Tedros.
Oh, let's remind you why he's calling the WHO murdering rapist. We did a full story about how the WHO covered up its rapes and assaults in Congo. Please seek that out from just a few months ago, because you have to remember they're sovereign. They set their own rules. They don't even pay taxes. So, yes, they are horrific. They should not get more power in the world. That's what I'm saying. What do you say? You're going to have to tell your elected officials about that. Either pass a bill like this or everyone move to Louisiana if they do.
Right. Good for Louisiana.
That brings up a good point, though, because maybe you can remind me this, because I know you've studied this a lot more than I have. But I don't recall voting for my representative at the WHO. Was that on a separate ballot, or how did you guys get one in Portugal? Or I don't remember.
It was a mail-in ballot. Yeah, it was a mail-in ballot. Someone probably handled it for you. So you probably didn't even have to fill it out. Someone probably just stuffed it in there and took care of it. No, there is no voting on these globalists. They are unelected globalists, and we have no say in them. We have no say in what NATO is doing. We have no say in what the World Health Organization is doing. We have no say in what the WEF is doing.
Yeah.
And they run everything.
Right.
And we are conceding sovereign power to them. It'll be interesting to see the back and forth, though, between the Department of Justice, the Biden administration, and states like Louisiana and others that are setting their own boundaries on this.
Well, at the very least, we see politicians abroad saying, wait a minute, we might not like this. The conversation has been, the volume has been turned up to the point where some politicians are listening. Joe Biden's not. His hearing aid's off.
Right.
He has said, like this, I'll sign it. Why? Why would he be so motivated to go running full speed off this cliff? Ask yourself that question. And, you know, let us know how much that plays into your because vote in 2024.
These are the guys, they place him in the presidency because he's made a deal with the devils. Like, that's how you get elected, right? They make a deal with the devil. He gets placed in here by the deep state. He does the bidding of the deep state. He's a meat puppet. Just like when they passed that day of trans visibility the other day, the proclamation from the White House that was released on by the White House. And Biden came out and was asked about it at a press conference, and he said, I didn't do that. Of course he didn't do that. He's not in control of his White House. They're going to publish things on his behalf and tell him where to sign and what to do, and he doesn't know what he's doing.
Right.
Yeah, so his Twitter posts are way too articulate to be him.
He's not writing those. Are you kidding me?
I would absolutely love it if they just gave him his phone and said, hey, you can tweet yourself from now on, because we just get a bunch of like, come on, man.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, so what bothers me so much about this is we all know that in 2020, President Trump withdrew from the World Health Organization, and then President Biden signed us right back up. And so that was, in essence, our vote, right?
Right.
Is that we got to vote for Joe Biden, who said he would do this, and he did it. The problem with the pandemic treaty is we've shown you the drafts is that they've removed the clause for non-binding. And so whatever we may sign in May be really hard to untangle ourselves from, even if President Trump is elected. So like it or not, this is part of your 2024 vote for president if you are an American voter.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.